Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Final segment, our final hour, rather, of the week, right here on ESPN 97.5. KJ has a serious question. Have you ever crossed paths with the Pope in Chicago? Growing up in Chicago? I could have. I don't know. Grew up about 10 miles from me. You never know. We could have been at Walmart together. Did they have Walmarts then? Yeah. Pretty sure. Not even sure. We could have been at a hot dog stand together. You don't know. I don't know. Might have been. So, at some point, maybe, you know, me and the Pope were hanging out.
The real question is whether you defrauded his grandma. Is it possible you defrauded the Pope's grandma?
It's possible.
Yeah. I mean, forget about whether you met him. What if you defrauded Nona?
What? I could have. I may have. If she had, tiles that were falling in her bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think, I appreciate the question from our friend KJ, but it can get darker than that. Oh, if he ran across the Pope. What if he told the Pope's grandma that he could fix something in her home, and then as she was paying him, he ran because the fix was being, what did you do, tiles, and they're sliding off the walls? You had to run out the home? Is that what you did?
As she was paying us, the tiles were falling off again.
Yeah, so maybe
I don't know how. I don't know how to put tiles on a bath in the bathroom.
Yeah, you just told people you did.
I didn't say exactly. I knew it. I said, yeah, we could do it.
You didn't say you could do it well. So that's not a lie. No, that's not a lie. You thought you could.
Yeah.
It just didn't work out.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe that person should have. Maybe the Pope's grandma should have got a reference.
Maybe. I don't know. We didn't have any references.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Well, that's the first problem, that you can't point to any work you've done previously. That should have been a clue.
For those of you who don't know, I was me and Jimmy Lyons started Odd Jobs.
Jimmy Lyons, like, whoa. Why is my name
first and mentioned? Last name?
Damn,
whoa.
Government name, John?
Yeah. No, Jimmy don't care. Jimmy's done a lot worse. Jimmy's done a lot worse since then.
Now you're snitching on Jimmy. Even more.
Right. Don't worry. Last I saw Jimmy.
Here we go. More info Jimmy doesn't want out there.
Jimmy. Yeah. Apparently. No, but me and the Pope met. You don't know, KJ. Maybe we ran across each other getting a hot dog. We don't know. Playing Little League ball. Although he's older than I am. But I doubt we played Little League together. Maybe my brother played against him. Yeah, we don't know. You don't know.
Maybe the Pope when he was a kid, was like Danny Almonte. And he played against younger kids when he was really 4 or 5
Pope,
years older.
The Pope would never.
You don't know that. You don't know.
No, I do know that. I saw his brother. His brother said, "You're so holy all the time." And then he went into the seminary and wait a minute. The Pope made him a bishop, and maybe he will be Pope someday. And sure enough, he's the Pope. Okay? And scene from Dalton, Illinois. So, yeah. Which isn't that far from where I grew up. So that's fun. I don't think I could have been Pope, though. I don't think.
You don't think.
What? I don't think.
You're really out on a limb.
Well, I'm serious. If a guy from the hood can, if from the neighborhood, he can be Pope, then maybe I could have been, too. If I'd have just a couple of little changes, that's all.
Do you think the Pope would describe himself as being from the hood?
Everybody says in the neighborhood.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
The Pope is
about
from
a Pope
my,
before. He's from the
Pope
hood.
From my neighborhood?
Or no, just from the hood. Maybe the neighborhood. That could have happened. But has any time has the Pope ever been described as from the hood?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, Southside Chicago.
I'm not saying John's wrong.
Maybe when
I'm just saying I've never heard it before.
Listen, we don't. In Chicago, they don't say hood. They say in the neighborhood.
Neighborhood. Okay.
Yeah.
So in the conclave when they're mingling beforehand, they're like, "Oh, where are you from?" And he's like, "Yeah, from the hood. Chicago."
Yeah. Yeah, from the neighborhood. He's from, yeah. Are they from the neighborhood? Yeah, they're from the neighborhood.
When he's talking to one of the cardinals from Vienna, is he like, does he say, I'm from the south side?
Yeah, he says south side, stand up.
How deep into Chicago does the Pope get when he's talking to cardinals from around the world? Because he would always have to explain himself, right? Okay, the south side of Chicago is what I mean. We love a great hot dog. Mm-hmm. Thin crust pizza is what we're about, not deep dish.
Chief Keef.
Exactly. Kanye really went the wrong way. I mean, he used to be one of ours, but
now we
disavowed him. Things like that. I'm happy that you got your guy. We always love getting our guy in big time spots.
Oh, yeah. No, he's my guy. That's my guy. Yep. That's kind of neat. And oh, wait a minute. All of America wins, though. All of America
All
wins.
All of America?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he going to do us any favors now that he's Pope?
Cut us some deals?
Come on.
That's what Popes do. Back in the day, that's what Popes did.
That's what they did.
They got in trouble.
Yeah.
Still.
They don't do that. No, I don't know if you heard. They stopped doing deals. Okay?
Isn't Tillman?
They just do Pope.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't Tillman over there, too?
Tillman Fertitta, right?
There.
He's in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Can he get something
Tillman's
done, too?
Tillman's there.
Landry's in the Vatican.
We really are, we're joking a lot. John really is like 3 degrees of separation away from the Pope.
Yeah,
like it's not unreasonable that
the
Pope knows
ran into
who
him
he
at
is.
Some point.
I got a couple ways in now. Okay,
multiple ways in,
and maybe now into heaven through Tillman and the
through
Pope.
Tillman.
I was thinking diplomatic immunity. You're thinking with the big man.
Yeah. Oh no.
Eternity.
Tillman could get me. Tillman might be able to get me into the Vatican, the back door at the Vatican. Okay.
The ultimate diamond club.
Why can't you go through the front door?
No, because you got
or a side door.
If you're Italian, you had just like you never saw Goodfellas.
Yeah,
that's how you get in. Okay.
You have to grease some palms of St. Peter on the way in.
I thought they didn't do deals anymore.
How's your uncle?
It's not the Pope. You got to grease. You got to grease the other guys, the little guys. Okay.
It's the kitchen guys at heaven. You know.
Yeah.
The valet.
The crazy guards with their unis.
They're smoking outside the back.
Another reason why you always carry cash, so you can grease your way into the Vatican.
With their city jerseys, with their city.
This has to be the first Pope that hates Jerry Reinsdorf, right? That just is like, this guy's ruined my life.
Nah, he wakes up going, crumbs! You crumbs, Krauss!
Oh, yeah. Also, the only Pope that probably has a Jordan LeBron opinion.
Probably.
Oh, he's talked about it before.
Yeah, he's definitely the only Pope who's ever had that conversation before.
He absolutely has. He's a Jordan guy. Are you kidding me?
Is he the only Pope who knows who Jeff Blum is?
He was there.
I know he does, but is he the only Pope in history to ever know who Jeff Blum was?
We got
to
have Jeff Blum on.
I know.
How about the Pope watched you homer against the Astros and beat the Astros? Huh?
They never
Pope
rapped
did
about
that.
Him, though.
Jeff Blum beat us. That's terrible.
And then he got honored.
And now he gets paid by the Astros.
Yeah, he gets paid by the Astros. And on 20-year anniversaries, he gets honored, throws out the first pitch, and then calls an Astros game.
Yeah. I mean, the Pope was right there rooting for him. If the Pope ever roots for you, I mean, that's a big day. You're having a big day.
Well, I think he roots for all humanity. He is the Pope.
But the White Sox the most, probably.
Yeah.
Or Bears. Maybe he's a Bears guy, too.
I mean,
he's like Caleb Williams. Hope it all comes together.
I hate that the Pope was rooting against our team. That's what I hate.
But
we had no. Little did we know, we had no chance.
Exactly. It was a sweep, but it was a close sweep. The margins were thin, and it might have been the big man.
So if he has so much power, why are the White Sox the worst team in baseball? Over the last 3 years,
he's been busy poping.
Yeah.
He wasn't the Pope.
He went
last
to Peru.
Year.
He went to Peru.
They've been bad for a while. How busy has he been?
he went to Peru right away.
Yeah.
He said, listen, I'm busy now. I helped you, okay? Me and God helped you get this title in 2005. I got to go.
But he was just
a Now you're on your own.
What was he, a Cardinal then? What was his official title then? Because they're
I don't think he was Houston, a Cardinal in 05.
Yeah, so he wasn't even that powerful. So how could he win over like a Houston priest who was rooting
God
for the
just
Astros?
Chose him now?
Yes.
God, yeah. God knew all along.
God's plan.
Okay?
Mm.
It's God's plan. Yeah. God didn't just choose him now.
He's always been Pope in a certain way.
Yeah, that's right.
So the Pope is like a king where it's ordained from?
From birth.
From birth. Okay.
Yeah. God knows his plan. Are you
is that
me?
How they
God
that?
Didn't pivot at the last second and go like, oh, need a Pope. Oh,
I mean,
my God.
I don't know.
This guy.
I watched Conclave. It felt like a lot of pivoting was going on when they were figuring out the Pope in that movie. But according to you, it was always going to be Ralph Fiennes.
It was always going to be him. It's always going to be him. That's all. Always.
I'm learning things about.
That's why he's on the middle of the
poster.
Men
don't know. God knows. God's never wrong. I don't know if you heard. Okay?
I thought
he was wrong. I thought he was wrong in 2005, but I might have been wrong. The White Sox were better. I thought he was wrong, but.
They had Jeff Blum.
That they had Jeff Blum and we didn't. And they had the Pope on their side. And we didn't. That was the difference. Yeah, they won a total of 4 games by 6 runs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very close sweep.
Yep. Yeah.
Where is it like Angels in the Outfield where there's actual angels doing things on the field?
I think it's exactly like Angels.
It's not real.
That's
not real.
Well, you're telling me God made it happen. So I'm trying to figure out, was he out? Did he make sure push the Jeff Blum homer over the wall? Or was it just Jeff Blum doing his thing?
Jeff Blum just did it. God gave him the power.
I mean, I'm just trying to equate it to the only other baseball movie I've seen where
with divine intervention.
With divine intervention. You're suggesting that divine intervention cost the Astros. I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, or angels present.
You ain't winning if the Pope's on the other side. Sorry. You just ain't winning. Mm. Now we got it explained. Now it's explained why the Astros lost in 2005.
And all you Houston priests out there. Come on,
step your game up.
I know what the equivalent of getting in the gym, working on your jump shot is. But do that. Maybe one day you could be Pope,
and go to a Texans playoff game, and so we can say, well, it was preordained that they would win the Super Bowl.
Sean, you don't know the Astros won in 2017 and 2022. There might have been a Pope there. You don't know.
Oh, that great point.
Was Father TJ
great point
at the
game 5 could have gone either way, and maybe we just had one extra guy at Minute Maid Park at the time.
You think Marwin's hitting that home run without – I'm sure there was some divine intervention in game 2.
Great point. That is a great point.
One of them should have showed up for Howie Kendrick at bat then.
That would have been nice. But I don't think we had a Pope at that
time.
That's
what I'm
saying. Yeah, he might have gotten reassigned.
Pope might have been busy.
He might have been in Peru too.
You don't know.
It's
we don't
all
know where
Peru,
he was.
But, you know, Peru adjacent.
I know this. He wasn't next to AJ. I know this. Making those decisions.
Jeff Luno.
Bringing in Harris instead of Cole. Nice job.
Do you think popes are sympathetic to sign stealing?
That's the question.
Look the other
Jesus
way.
On our side, but we forgive all. Jesus forgives our sins.
That is true.
That is true.
Would the Holy Spirit been in AJ Hinch's ear to go get Gerrit Cole? Would that
apparently not? Apparently,
the devil on his
shoulder. Apparently not. We didn't have a Pope on our side. That
Will Harris. Sure.
That was what the devil said.
A snake was in the dugout, actually.
Was it that, or did the devil tell Howie Kendrick what pitch was coming?
No, I don't know about that. I don't know. You're going back to Angels in the Outfield.
I'm just trying to make it work. I'm trying to figure out how things work when God's involved in deciding titles. That's all.
Listen, sometimes I ask God for, you know, an ace on the river. Sometimes. But I'm going to tell you this. God doesn't care if you catch your ace on the river. But you do. And if you do catch a big ace on the river, chances are you could win a lot of money. How about this? Usually on Sundays at 2 o'clock, Texas Card House at Westheimer has a huge tournament. Instead, they're going to have their 10th anniversary, 2 o'clock, $240 entry for $50,000 on Saturday. Tomorrow. It's a one-day event. 50 large on the line. That's a big deal, man. It's happening tomorrow at Texas Card House. We're going to be at Texas Card House on Thursday. They've got a big event coming up next week, too. But how about this week? What about, they said, you know what, Sunday is Mother's Day. Let's do this big event on Saturday. $240 buy-in, $50,000 on the line, one-day event. You don't have to come back. It's going to be one day. We're going to get this thing done in one day. $50,000 on the line at Texas Card House. That's huge. They've got Hijack Poker you can download if you don't like to play with people. You want to do it at home, you could do that as well. But the big event is tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Texas Card House on Westheimer. You got the Spring location, the Westheimer location. Let's go. $240, $50,000 on the line, texascardhouse.com.
ESPN 97.5. We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, we haven't had a lot of calls. We need some calls in here. We've had Father TJ call. We had Bent call about the Norwegian soccer team, but we got no, let's go. I mean, anybody wants to call in, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. Are we, okay, so, man, I tell you what, it's pissing me off that the Rockets didn't advance because I know they won game one, but without Steph, that's a bad team. That's a, and even with Steph, they're not a great team. It's just so terrible that the Rockets didn't show up for three games, two of them at home, where they just didn't even show up.
Well, your star player was dealing with the Jordan rules, so how could you win a series that way?
Yeah, that whole Jordan rules thing, what was the stat we saw? What was it? Jordan averaged 30 against the Pistons?
Yeah, don't add context to someone's line. Don't add context to someone's thing you can just put on social media and say it's true. Yeah, Jordan was an MVP consideration. What are we talking about? Stop it.
I mean, that's Jordan versus what they did.
Yes, yes. And yeah, it's not Jordan rules. It's just what every team does to the primary option in the playoffs. They will do things to take them away. It wasn't special. It's what Anthony Edwards is getting, and he has struggled shooting the basketball. It's what Steph gets. It's what they all get. It's what Cade Cunningham got. I use him as a more apt comparison considering they're in the same draft class. And Cade, while he had games where he didn't shoot the ball well, he didn't disappear in games like Jalen Green did. It's fine to just say he struggled. You don't have to make it and give it special circumstances. But as far as the Warriors are concerned, people are getting a taste of the Jimmy Butler experience where they think he's the guy who's going to put you on the back on the team, put the team on his back and go for 40. But that's not him. And when he's asked about it, he'll say, I play team basketball. I try to make the right play, and the right play isn't always me shooting the ball 25 times in a game. Is the right play giving the ball to Moses Moody with 4 seconds left on the clock and asking him to make a shot?
No.
No. Well, there's not a lot of juice there. We saw it throughout the Rockets series.
Let's see. Instead of Steph on the floor, it's Moses Moody?
Yeah, but okay. But that's a problem, certainly.
That's a problem.
But that's how Jimmy Butler will get around, because Twitter was upset, Warrior fans in particular, because they don't know the Jimmy Butler experience. They just assume he's the guy who always lights up a team like he did the Bucks and drags his team to the finals. There are plenty of playoff games where Jimmy is quiet, and that's what they got last night, where he didn't take a lot of shots in the first half. And if he's not going to take shots, it falls to Kuminga, who actually played well, and it falls to other guys to take shots. And those guys aren't there to make shots. They're there to just be the fourth and fifth guys on the court, because they're not real threats. He has to be aggressive. And if he's not, the Warriors are going to look like they looked last night. And I think if Steph doesn't make it back quickly, which he's at least out a week, this one could be over in five.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. I guess they were right? Because they beat the Rockets in seven. But you take Jalen. Is Jalen Green the most important guy on the? Because according to Ime, according to all the media people that are on the Jalen bandwagon, you take Jalen out and you win. So Jalen, was Steve Kerr, priority one, was taking Jalen out of the series, and then you win. So you beat the Rockets if you take Jalen away.
I don't think that is always true, but he is their most dynamic player. He is their most explosive player. He is the guy that is most likely to go for 35 to 40 on the night. And with the Rockets not being a great offensive team, you want to take out the biggest threat. And Jalen's, unfortunately for the Rockets, more of a variable than they would want. They would love for him to be a guy they can count on for 25 a night, as opposed to the guy who can go get you 38 and then on the worst end of it, scoring single digits. So the approach is correct because the Rockets are going to play through him quite a bit, but they have shown to be able to win games without Jalen. They've done it quite a bit when he's had off nights. It's just you take out the biggest threat, and he's the guy who can change the course of the game. We saw it in game 2. The 38 points, unfortunately, was the one time he did it, was a game where he knocked down shots and they couldn't deal with them. The rest of the time, they dealt with them just fine.
Yeah, so I think you're right. He's the most explosive player, but I'm not so sure you take Jalen away and the Rockets can't win.
This is what I'm saying. I don't agree. I don't believe that either. It's just you're trying to figure out threats and who what's a variable that if you can take away, you limit their ability. Yeah. And one of those is making sure Jalen doesn't go off for a big night, because if he goes off for a big night, they're going to win the game because they do so many other things well that if they're going to get an explosive performance from him, you just put that in the win column for the Rockets. So you just try to take it away and then deal with the rest. And for 4 games, they were able to do that. 4 wins, at least.
Yeah. I mean, they were meh. They were meh offense. They took care of business for 3 games, and then they – And plus, not only that, though, you know what? They win this series if they had a go-to guy. If they had a go-to guy instead of Alpi taking that shot, if they had a real scorer that could have come up with one basket in the final, this has been a team that really, really struggles close games. Who's gonna be the man? Who's gonna step up? You know, you see Tyrese Halliburton. Holy crap! Holy crap, he's so good in crunch time when the game is on the line. You don't have that. That's why you got to get a Kevin Durant. Then you know who that guy is, and he can get a shot off against anybody in the league. You don't have that. You just don't have that.
Yeah, I think that's the bigger deal, because Tyrese Halliburton, what he's doing is exceptional. Can't expect that from everyone. What you can hope for is that you're going to get a good shot. That the shot you take, whether it goes in or out, is going to be one that you say, okay, we can live with it because that was a good shot from our best guy, and they got into some offense, and it just didn't work out, the whole make-or-miss league thing. The Rockets a lot of times are rushed, and you wouldn't consider what the shot they took a good one, and that has to change. You have to be able to execute, and then if the guy knocks it down, great, and if he doesn't, you live with the result. But we say that, and I'm watching the highlights of Jason Tatum this week and on ESPN right now, and he would be a go-to guy, and he got an awful shot off. And in the previous game, they got off no shot. You would say the Celtics have a couple guys, mostly Tatum, but Brown can, I guess, go get his too, that you would like welcome them taking the opportunity in late game. And yet, they couldn't get him off either. So the Rockets don't have one, and having one would be a nice add to this team.
That's priority one, getting that guy that can get you a basket. Priority one this offseason. Get you that guy in it and keep the core together. On this Giannis stuff, forget about it. This Devin Booker stuff, forget about it. Do what you have to. Give up as little as possible because they want to get out of that Kevin Durant contract. Go get him and then run it. And see with a scorer, with a true scorer on the floor, what you can do. And you were the fourth best record in the league. You were a top 4 team in the league. And with a Kevin Durant, a guy you know can put the ball in the basket at any time, you're better. You're better.
Yeah. The next important date, right, is the draft lottery. We'll find, and that's next week. That'll be the next important date on the calendar now that they push back the Fred VanVleet decision. So we'll find out how valuable a pick is, whether it becomes too valuable to trade in a Kevin Durant potential move, or maybe there's another star that we don't know about that's on the horizon, or it's one that you're willing to give away, and I'm sure, or at least trade with, and it's that would help, I think, to have an immediate asset to give as opposed to telling a team, hey, not any picks this year, but a pick next year in the future. So we'll see. I don't know. Obviously, you get Cooper Flagg. Everyone would be thrilled. If you wind up with the sixth or seventh pick, maybe you move up a couple, but not enough to get one of the top four guys. You're willing to trade that pick, that Suns pick?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it only one that you wouldn't trade because it's Flag, or would you go top four?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know. I haven't looked at that
okay.
that closely. Who the guy is going to be? If it's a real good score, but you need somebody. You probably need a veteran. And if a team that has a veteran that's a good scorer, that's a scorer, wants to get younger, then or can't afford the guy, it looks like the Suns. Then you know what? Go trade that guy because you're not a rookie away. Unless it's Cooper Flagg, you're not a rookie away.
Yeah, and you're adding a 19-year-old to the mix. I mean, you would be better because he's a better player, but are you even a very talented young player away considering he'll have his issues adjusting as well? I am interested to see if someone else shakes loose because we got the obvious Kevin Durant, Giannis stuff, but there's generally one guy no one's talking about who will let it be known at the time that I'm not happy here and I want to go. It's going to be a lot. I think there'll be a lot of movement, but through trade this year. So the Rockets, I think, will have plenty of options.
Yep. All right. Breaking it here. We got a couple of segments. You got one segment left for this. You can get in, and then we do News of the Weird to finish up strong. Right now, though, we got Air Team. AirTeamLTD.com. I've used Air Team. I really love what they did for me. It was amazing how they had to put a couple of air conditioners in. And it was amazing how efficient, how professional, how the great job that they did for me. I mean, it was really, really something. And if you have an air conditioning issue, I highly recommend these guys. I've used them. I trusted them. They gave me a great deal. They're going to do that for you as well. 713-936-5346 or airteamltd.com. The heat is here. You got to have your air conditioner working. If you haven't checked your air conditioners, if you haven't done any maintenance on your air conditioners, call them. Let them come to your home. Let them take a look at it. There might be something small wrong. If you leave it, it could turn into something big. You don't want, don't. I did it, and I regret it. I wish I knew Air Team before I did that. 713-936-5346. Get a checkup, or if you need an air conditioner, airteamltd.com.
ESPN 97.5. John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did you guys happen to see the Auburn game last night? Auburn against South Carolina?
No, I didn't see it.
24-2?
Auburn beat South Carolina 24-2?
24-2. Yeah. 24-2.
And that's college baseball?
That's college baseball.
Okay.
Don't they have a run rule?
They
run ruled them. Yeah, you
could. Okay, that is a run rule. Okay.
That is run rule. They do, seven innings after seven.
Oh, but they had to make it seven innings. Okay.
Yeah.
To make it official, right?
It was probably 10-0 after three, but they had to keep
it. It was 12-0 after three.
There we go. All right.
They put up a three spot in the fourth and a nine spot in the fifth. Yeah.
Well, sticking with that, John, there's another, since we're doing college baseball stories, the University of Washington is being accused of faking a light issue to avoid an embarrassing loss. they're on the verge of not making the postseason tournament. They already have a loss against a lower division school. They're playing an NAIA school, and we're down through six innings. And then a tweet from the baseball account to explain what happened is this. Tonight's game has been suspended due to stadium light failure. Please check back at GoHuskies.com, so on and so forth. So the internet is suggesting that they turned the lights off themselves because they were in fear of losing to Warner Pacific.
And
what's
the point?
With their postseason hopes on the line, because another loss to a team of that nature would have definitely knocked them out of the postseason, so they just turned off the lights and said,
what's the point? That's what I would have done.
Yeah, you can't be the Pope.
I mean, that's why I'm not going to be Pope.
Yeah. You but would turn off the lights in a competitive game with three innings left?
Yeah. Well, it was if we got a chance of losing, yeah. Guess what?
Now, John's a I'll turn off my Xbox guy. He would definitely turn off his Xbox if
rage
he
rage quit.
Yeah,
absolutely. Don't tell me, Sean, you never, when Texas is down and you're trying, or when Rice is down and you're trying to win a national title.
Didn't happen.
That you don't turn off your Xbox?
He's at Florida State now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on to.
But you did, didn't you? Didn't you try to win with Rice?
Yes, I did. I did win at Rice. But no, I turned him into a perennial winner, actually. I don't know why I'm bragging about something I did 10 months ago in a video game. But no, I'm not actually. I play with honor.
It's a humble brag.
I play with honor.
Very humble. No, he's an ethical gamer.
I am an ethical
gamer. He's not turning off the...
You don't turn it off.
No. If you lose, you lose. You bounce back.
I wear it. I'll wear it on my chin.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
See, well, crazy. And I'll tell you guys this. I'm ethical, too. I play Connections against my family every day, right?
Okay.
We play Wordle and Connections. And, you know, sometimes you'll go away from it and it'll come back. And if you missed a connection and you had an error, I go back and put it back in. And then I try to solve it, right?
I don't know the rules to that, so I'm not sure what's ethical and what isn't. I've never played either of the games.
It'd be unethical not – if you go away from the game, it'll reset.
Oh, and so you give yourself, like, the one strike or whatever.
I give myself that okay. L. I give myself that miss.
Okay.
So, just so you know.
That is ethical.
I'm back on the Pope train again.
Yeah.
But right? When it comes to managing a team of young men, you would have the lights turned off.
I would definitely turn the lights off, yeah.
It's a little higher stakes, you know.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
You can get fired if you don't make the tournament.
Yeah.
Loses
that Wordle.
Yeah, people are going to lose their jobs. Is that what you want? People losing their jobs?
No, just you.
No. I'm trying to help
people,
the economy.
Not people, you.
Is Lazy J here or no?
Yeah, he's still here. Let's talk Rockets.
Okay, let's get Lazy J in here. What up, Lazy J?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Love the show. Yeah, I wanted to get in and talk some Rockets right quick before y'all end the show. I think y'all giving up on Jalen Green too early. I mean, he's still young. I think it was like 22, 23. I'd give him one more year. I like the Durant trade, but it's got to be Cam Whitmore. I know he's gone for sure. His body language was crazy during those last couple of games. But I'll give Cam, Reece Shepard. But if not, if we can't get Durant, I mean, why don't we trade for like Michael Porter Jr. out of Denver? I would trade him for Brooks. That'd be nice. I mean, Michael Porter Jr. was averaging like 19 in the regular season. I think he's like 6'9", 6'10". He's a good wing, can play offense and defense. I think Malik Beasley's coming up out of Detroit. We need some more shooting. Seth Curry's a free agent. I don't know how much money we got to spend, but. You know, maybe, you know, spin the wheel on that. Or maybe backdoor, maybe Brooke Lopez. We need another center. I would get rid of Adams. Yeah, he played good, but he can't score a lick. So, I mean, Brooke Lopez, I think that'd be nice. He could still shoot some threes. They got a big man that could defend, too. What's your thoughts on that? Love the show. Have a good weekend.
I want a true go-to guy. Is Michael Porter a true go-to guy?
No, he's not. No. And he's just signed a giant deal. So Dylan Brooks wouldn't even be enough to make salaries work. Michael Porter Jr., Denver decided they wanted to keep him. And he's a fine player, but he's had inconsistency issues. And while the back seems to be something he's gotten over, the shoulder has been a problem these playoffs. He's not the guy you're looking for. He's a piece. He's not the main guy you're talking about, John. They're not going to just throw the ball to Michael Porter Jr. and say, go get us a good shot.
So the game that they won against Oklahoma City, 121-19, game one. What kind of numbers do you think Michael Porter had?
Well, I think anything should be couched in the fact that he's playing with one arm, but I don't know. Were they good?
He was 1 for 8 with 2 points.
Yeah, he's out there struggling.
He
can barely lift the arm. He's trying because they don't have a lot of bodies. So I don't want to hold that against him. I'll just think of him as he is as a player.
But Denver can win without him.
Yeah, the Rockets could too if he was on the roster. It's just he's being paid so much money,
right.
Like a kind of a max guy when he's nowhere near that. He wouldn't be that for the Rockets.
Yeah. To me, the hope is that you have Michael Porter Jr. on your team.
Like Jabari Smith.
His name is Jabari Smith Jr.
You have that archetype on your roster already, and he doesn't cost nearly as much.
Yeah. I don't know that Jabari is Michael Porter Jr., but Michael Porter Jr. is a winner. But I want a go-to certain, this is the guy, in the final 2 minutes of a game, because the Rockets don't have that. That's what I want.
I don't mind his suggestion of, like, smaller moves. If you don't make the big one, like a Malik Beasley type to be a knockdown shooter, you don't have enough of those who can play, who has played playoff basketball before. That type of move, if you're not going to go big because you just don't think the value is there, teams are asking for too much, that wouldn't be something I would be against. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if it's smaller tweaks like that than the move we're hoping for, because those moves take a lot. It takes a player to want to be here. It takes the other team to agree and you guys to find a common ground as far as what is appropriate. So maybe it is something where you're adding a shooter who's available, and maybe it only costs you a first-round pick if that player's on the contract. Like, I'll give you an example. Duncan Robinson's like a 6'8", and all he does is shoot the basketball. He's a movement shooter.
Yeah.
He's a guy who shoots, and he's got a partial guarantee this year that he have to make a decision on it. I don't know. Maybe if the Heat want to get younger because they're in a rebuild mode, they say, hey, Duncan Robinson for what? Maybe it's a little less under 20. I forgot what exactly it is. Well, young player, couple second-rounders, whatever it takes. That's me off the top of my head. But a move like that where you get a guy who can be 40% from the field, he's going to get a lot of from three. He's going to get a lot of shots because you got guys who get into the paint and get room for him. Maybe it's something more in line with that to add to your offense. And then, of course, you can still shoot big for a Kevin Durant type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't mind a Duncan Robinson at all. We need a knockdown shooter. We need a knockdown
shooter.
And
there's a proven guy who can play in the playoffs that, while he's not a great defender, he may know at least he'll be in the right spot, and he's been in an organization that has valued winning his entire career. So it'd be like someone that would fit in. And then you have your guy who, when he's open, he's gonna drain shots.
And that's the funny thing about Ime, that he was so rigid. Man, you know, Cam doesn't play defense. Okay. When you need a basket at the end and you have the ball, I've seen coaches put guys in and take guys out as they are needed on the defensive end and the offensive end. Put in a guy who can actually shoot. When they needed a three-pointer with Golden State on the line, he had Fred VanVleet on the floor, and that's it. And he had Steven Adams. What? You need a three-pointer and you got Steven Adams and Alpi. And who else was on the floor? Oh, Dylan Brooks, who's okay, maybe, and Amen. You had those guys on the floor. Put in a guy that could shoot. So Duncan Robinson isn't a great defender. Well, put him in when you need a basket. Okay, I mean, and oh, by the way, you might be okay if you have maybe a little bit less one guy on the floor that can't defend. That's not great at defense,
and
anyway.
And not even just simply about the shooting. It's the gravity, that the attention he gets, that people have. You can't leave him open, so it allows space for other guys. It opens up driving lanes for people because you can't leave the shooter, because if you do, it's three. So there are certain give and takes with a guy who's just a designated shooter. But you can see if you have four good defenders on the floor, you can protect that guy. And then he will add to your offense. And Duncan Robinson is not a 30-minute a night guy. He plays 25 minutes, and in his minutes, you hope to feature him, and it opens up the offense. So there are ways around the poor defenders. Hell, they made the finals twice with Duncan Robinson on the team. It can be done.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it was a good defensive team, too. So, yeah, Duncan Robinson can actually go. Let's go. All right, We've got News a Little Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I want to talk about Doc Linville. I want to talk about your hair. I want to talk about you're looking in the mirror and you're going, man, oh, man, oh, man, that's really receding right now. We'll do something about it now. Don't wait until, oh, my God, look, it's not forehead, it's not five-head, it's six-head. No, do not wait till six-head. Do it now. If your forehead is becoming five-head, this is the time to act. It's natural. It doesn't look like doll hair. It looks great. It is it is the way for you to get your hair, move your hair, not somebody else's hair, your hair, from side and back to the top. And the process is great. The success rate is fantastic. It might not be neo-grafting. It might not be that surgery. It might just be stimulating the growth, which is the PRP. It might just be topical solutions, what the doc can prescribe as well. The doc is getting you hair. You're younger. Do not let your hair go. Do not just give up. Do not just say, oh, well, I'm bald. No, you don't have to. You do not have to, especially if you're younger, guys. You don't be bald your whole life. Do something about it, all right? And it's easy. It's affordable. It's the way to go. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
There's a town in Massachusetts that has a woodpecker that has damaged more than 20 vehicles. Apparently, it's going up into and woodpecking windows on cars. We seem to have a vandal in our neighborhood. I'm describing him as 18 to 24 inches tall, wearing black and white with a red hat. It's a woodpecker.
Did the woodpecker come out and say, I'm not going to allow you in your agenda of making me sound like the angry red bird like Draymond did? Did the woodpecker?
You know what?
Did he push back on the agenda?
If I'm the woodpecker, I am pushing back.
Hey, wait a minute. You don't make me look like it. Just because my actions suggest I am an angry bird, don't put that on me. Look, that woodpecker's a POS. It knows what it's doing. Oh, you need to woodpeck glass. You can't just stick with traditional wood of a tree. You need to come after my car. That woodpecker has had some issues with humans in the past and is taking it out on their cars.
Speaking of wood and animals, apparently there's a Florida suburb that has an explosion of peacock population that a veterinarian is now performing vasectomies on these peacocks to slow down the population. If you're a peacock, do you want to get a vasectomy or not?
I'm a human and don't want to get a vasectomy. So as a peacock,
I ain't letting no doc get there.
As a peacock, no. I would say no. Wait a minute. Why are you imposing your way of life on me? Let me do what I want as a peacock. Yeah. I don't want this human convention of a vasectomy put on me.
Stay out of my business. I stay out of yours. Yeah, how about that, doc?
Yeah, I'm not the woodpecker. I'm not messing with your windshield. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Go snip him.
Yeah, look at him. Take some of his virility away. He clearly has a problem.
Yeah. I mean, what's his name? That always told you to neuter and spay.
Bob Barker, yeah.
Bob Barker. Beat it, Bob Barker. We want to have some fun here.
Price well, you wrong, can still have Bob. Fun. You just
neuter, not just, neutered.
Well, that's true.
Bob Barker. I'll neuter you. How are you going to like it?
Well, I mean. Is the dog? Is that you as a dog saying that? Or you or as John Granato saying
no,
that?
No, as a dog. Okay. As a dog. Yeah.
Okay, as a corgi, telling Bob Barker to watch it.
Bob Barker. Yeah, how about you get neutered and tell us get neutered?
I don't think he has to worry about it.
Yeah, I think that's long past been an issue for Bob Barker.
Yeah, no, Bob Barker ain't. Yeah, well, yeah, but Bob Barker had a good time with a lot of those showgirls he had on there.
Bob Barker, of all people, telling dogs. I know. Telling us yeah, to pay a neutered dog, considering what he was
dogs,
up to.
Telling dogs you can't get none.
Considering what he was up to.
A man who was bitten hundreds of times by poisonous snakes, apparently he is going to be a universal antidote for snake bites.
Like The Last of Us.
How about that? Do you want to get bitten hundreds of times by snakes so that you can save lives?
Can I point out the questions he's asked of me so far in this segment? Do you want to be like a peacock and get a vasectomy?
Right.
I guess as a peacock? And do I want to be bitten how many times again by a snake?
Hundreds of times.
Nah, I'm good. I'm not looking for that. I just want to go home, watch some NBA basketball in the Astros. I don't want the snake thing happening. I'm good.
You don't want to get bitten hundreds of times by poisonous snakes.
Nah, man. How am I going to enjoy?
But you would be, you could see, you know how many lives you would save?
I'm not looking to save lives.
If you just be a little altruistic?
I'm a big fan of depopulation. I don't
so
want, there are too
want
many people on this.
To kill people.
There are too many
so
people on this earth as it is.
And you do want a vasectomy?
No, I just will have other ways of not
okay.
procreating.
Okay.
I don't need a vasectomy to stop me from
doing that. Is this a normal man who got bit 100 times, or is there something like special about him that he can survive getting
one man versus 100 snake bites? Which side wins?
Well, apparently he won. But I would imagine he's a guy in the middle. I can't get to it. El Pais won't let me get to it. But he probably lived in the jungle and probably got bit and
immunity,
just bit
yeah.
and bit. And he's like, what? What? Go, snake. What?
Yeah.
What? He's bowing up on snakes, on boas. What?
Do you think he rips it out of his leg and just tears the thing apart?
Yeah. Yeah.
Establish some dominance.
That's a badass dude.
Now. It is. You survived that many snake bites.
His blood now is going to save people. You know what? He's doing more for people than you are. You won't even get bit hundreds of times by snakes.
You're right. And he can win that one. You get this one, buddy. Yeah, I'll take the L there.
The thing is, he's always pumping blood, all right? We only need one.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, one guy to be immune. You don't need more than one.
Need more. We need a lot more blood.
They start synthesizing his blood.
Yeah.
And then they're good. They have the antidote. They don't need it from me.
Take like a liter a day or something.
Yeah, and until they can reproduce it, and then we're good.
Oh, well, smarter people than me. I'd need all the people doing it. I ain't synthesizing
You're just
no
murder
blood. Not
people.
Anytime soon.
So, well,
all right,
thank
we're
God
done.
You're not a doctor.
The weekend is here. Hope you all enjoyed the show this week. We will talk to you again on Monday right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, hey, I've got an appointment on Tuesday to go to Game Day Men's Health. Can't wait to get there. Can't wait to get my shot. Okay, go check out. And if I've got to do blood work, the lab is right there, which is awesome. If you're somebody that is in need of testosterone, I am. I'm older, and I'll admit it. I've been doing testosterone replacement for a while now. Had to. And here's the deal. As you get older, you lose testosterone. You don't feel the same. You feel sluggish. You need that. You need Game Day Men's Health. Okay? That's what you need. I love the way that they go about it. I think they're just better. I've been doing testosterone replacement for a while. I can attest to it. I know what testosterone replacement is. I've been doing it, and I like Game Day Men's Health better. I just like it better. I just think that they care more. I think that they are going to have a better approach for you with your peptides, with your shots, and everything that you do. They get a free evaluation as opposed to the other guys that are charging $150 just to find out whether or not you need testosterone. No, I ain't doing that. Go to Game Day Men's Health. Find out. And then use Game Day Men's Health. They're awesome, awesome, awesome. They've got locations all over the city now. They're growing, and they're going to be more. But Game Day Men's Health is the way to go. Love what they do for me, and you'll love what they do for you. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.